Books and Arts.
Book Review. Cold War Cemetery. Dancing on Ice. An Impossible Dream. Reagan, Gorbachev, and a World Without the Bomb. By Guillaume Serena.
A world without nuclear weapons still seems far-fetched. But in October 1986, it was closer than many realized. In his book, Guillaume Serena tells the tantalizing story of the Reykjavik summit between the Soviet and American leaders Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, who came within a whisker of a 10-year deal to eliminate both countries' arsenals. Agreement was desirable, yet impossible. Both sides were aware that they had far more nuclear warheads and missiles than they needed. The Soviet side also knew that the cost of maintaining nuclear weapons was crippling the economy. Less fully appreciated was the fragility of the balance of terror, which was at risk less from warmongering than from misunderstandings, glitches, or accidents. On several occasions during the Cold War, only thin threads of luck and good judgment averted the apocalypse. But agreement meant crossing ice sheets of mistrust. And on the American side, Reagan's fixation on the Strategic Defense Initiative, or Star Wars, space-based missile-busting lasers, proved an insuperable obstacle. The Soviets offered the United States a big concession, to let it continue with laboratory testing of this new scheme. The definition of that proviso could have been stretched to meet all practical requirements. 33 years later, the Star Wars technology is nowhere near useful deployment. But Reagan had set his heart on a futuristic system that would make his country safe forever and did not want to return home seeming to have given it away. As Roald Sagdiev, a Soviet nuclear expert, puts it, the Americans oversold the Strategic Defense Initiative and the Russians overbought it.